This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. The Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, successfully carried out maiden flight trials of stratospheric airship platform from Shyopur trial site at Madhya Pradesh yesterday. The airship was launched carrying an instrumental payload to an altitude of around 17 kilometers. This has been developed by Aerial Delivery Research and Development Establishment, Agra in Uttar Pradesh. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has congratulated the DRDO for the successful maiden flight trial of the system. The United States has approved the sale of Hawkeye 360 technology to India to boost the country's surveillance capabilities. The move will enhance India's maritime domain awareness in the Indo-Pacific region. In a statement, the U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency said the $131 million deal will improve India's capabilities to meet the current and future threats by bolstering its maritime domain awareness, analytical abilities, and strategic posture. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today stated that the Arctic region has a global significance in itself and India has a growing involvement with the Arctic. Speaking at the Arctic Circle India Forum 2025 in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that what happens in the Arctic is of extreme importance to India, as the consequences are going to be felt not just by India but by the entire world.
We have come up a few years ago with an Arctic policy. We have a research station there. We have agreements with KSAT on Svalbard, which is relevant to our space. As the country with the most people in this planet, and especially the most young people in this planet, obviously what happens in the Arctic is of extreme importance to us.
Replying to a question on Europe, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that Europe is under pressure to change and the reality of multipolarity is dawning on it. He stressed that India is looking for partners and not preachers who do not practice at home what they preach abroad. In a significant development following the recent Pahalgam terror attack, the Amritsar Rural Police in Punjab have arrested two individuals for allegedly spying for Pakistan. The accused, identified as Palak Sher Masih and Suraj Masih, were allegedly involved in leaking sensitive information and photographs of military installations, including army cantonments and air bases in Amritsar. The first World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 will conclude in Mumbai today. We are now joined live by our correspondent Adarsh, who is covering the summit. Adarsh, could you please give us a quick update on the key events that have taken place so far and what highlights are in store on the final day?
Naresh, a press conference on WaveX was recently held here at Waves Mumbai, sharing insightful data of the program. Naresh, 30 startups related to media, entertainment and technology took part under WaveX in the summit, out of which 16 to 17 startups are having active conversation with investors. MIB Joint Director Ashutosh Mohle said that the program will continue even after the summit finishes today, and the government will also provide incubation facilities. Meanwhile, panel discussions on social media advertising, cloud technology and startups, and mobile filmmaking are currently going on with various cultural performances as well. Over to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Adarsh, for the update. The Election Commission will soon launch a mobile application, ECI Net, to provide a singular platform for all electoral-related activities. The Commission said in a statement, the new one-stop platform, ECI Net, will integrate and reorient over 40 of existing mobile and web applications of the poll body. Padma Shri recipient and yoga practitioner Swami Shivanand Baba passed away in Varanasi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the demise of Shivanand Baba. Khelo India Youth Games 2025 will begin this evening with colourful and grand opening ceremony at Pataliputra Sports Complex at Patna in Bihar. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the event. Akashvani will bring live commentary of the opening ceremony of the Games. The programme will begin at 5:55 p.m. and continue till 7:30 p.m. or till the end of the ceremony. In IPL T20 cricket, hosts Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at Eden Gardens at 3:30 p.m. In another match today, Punjab Kings will face Lucknow Super Giants at Dharamshala at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.